Afternoon, guys. Tough anytime you go on the road and you're playing a good football team. And if you finish -4 in the turnover differential and 20 points difference when it comes to turnovers, very, very difficult to win in our league when that happens. And that, in a nutshell, is what that game boiled down to. We had some opportunities going into that fourth quarter to really put some pressure on their team, and it went in a completely different direction with the turnovers. And we have a lot of work to do as we get ready for our next ball game. We'll go through this tape with our players and talk about the things that are necessary to try to improve. But that ball game really boiled down to the -4, the 20 points off of turnovers. There were a lot of other things that happened along the way, but that's the difference in the ball game. Injury-wise, we have a couple guys that we'll be pushing to get them ready for this week. John Sullivan suffered a concussion in the ball game, so we'll see how that goes. We'll have to go through the NFL protocol with him. Josh Robinson, we're probably going to be missing for a while, fractured his sternum, so we're going to miss him for a bit. And we'll see how Adrian does this week with his groin. We'll monitor that as we go through the week, and we'll learn a little bit more about some of the other guys that were injured and not able to play. LaTroy Guyon, Greg Jennings. We'll learn more about those guys when we get back on Wednesday to see what they're able to do. It's possible for him to return. It could be a 4 to 6 week injury, so it's possible. At some point during the game, he was making a tackle. It had been bothering him for a little while, and at some point, he ended up making a tackle, and it just he couldn't really get the win back that he needed to be able to go out and run. We talked to him on the sideline. I think it was the beginning of the second half. We noticed it in the first half. We come back out the second half and talked with him a little bit and decided not to let him continue until we got a look at it and found out today that he suffers a fracture.
On left side?
More than likely, yeah. He or Marcus Sherrills, yeah.
So will you keep him on the active roster then, or are you toying with the idea of going IR with that?
We're going to talk about it, when we leave here. Sit down with Rick and his staff and discuss what our options are.
Nickelback then?
Yes, he would be the next guy at nickel, yep.
Leslie, your defense is on pace to give up a record number of points in this franchise. At any point, do you evaluate the scheme, the system, what you guys are calling out there? Or is it just a matter of injuries and so forth?
Well, you're always evaluating your scheme and trying to, see what you can do better. And I thought yesterday our defense really did a lot of good things in that ball game. They really did. One of the reasons we were, right there to the going to that fourth quarter. And even in yesterday's ball game, some of those points weren't necessarily directly attributable to the defense, but it goes on the defensive stats. You're always evaluating your scheme. You're always trying to improve what you're doing. You're always looking at your personnel. So you're always trying to do those things that will help you get better. And we'll continue that as we get ready for this next ball game.
What are the chances that you might, Adrian Peterson might not play this Sunday? Maybe give him a week off, let him get fully healthy or something along those lines?
Probably too early to answer that, Chris, on this Monday after the game, but as we get further into the week, we'll have a better idea.
Have you decided yet who's going to start at quarterback?
No, I just want to talk that through a little bit this afternoon, and we come back on Wednesday, have a good idea.
At what point with Jennings did you first get a sense that he's not going to be able to go? You seemed pretty confident Friday that he was going to be fine.
Yeah, there was nothing in my mind that made me think on Friday he wouldn't be able to go. It wasn't until maybe Saturday night when I talked to him right before our team meeting that I got a hint that it was a potential chance that he might not be able to go. And even then, I thought he'd be fine when we got up the next day to work out, see how he'd be. And, just wasn't able to do it. So we had to scratch him. But so that was a tough one because we did expect him to be able to play.
There's something you need to see from Josh as you're kind of weighing whether he can maybe start again?
Not so much from Josh, just trying to, determine you know, what's the best thing to do based on where we are and what we're trying to get accomplished. So he's doing everything we're asking him to do. He's working hard in practice. He's preparing properly. You just have to see what's the best thing to do.
At this point, are all three of those guys healthy enough to play?
They are.
I mean, he seemed to be doing things well in the first half, finding receivers, and then within the span of two series, it was all done, and he was on the sideline next to you.
Yeah, he did some good things early in that ball game. But you're always looking for consistent play throughout a ball game. You know, you can't win this league playing one or two quarters. You got to play four good quarters of football. And, you know, we just need all of our players to play well throughout the game. And he didn't play as well in that fourth quarter as we need him to. You know, we needed more consistent play, and we didn't get it. And, you know, the results of it put us in a tough spot.
Quite sure where he was going with that ball. Did you get any clarification on that?
After looking at the tape, you know, have a better idea of what he saw. Still don't, you know, agree with where the ball went, but I do see what he was looking at.
Do you expect to have any additional clarification today from the NFL on Jerome Simpson, or where does that stand now regarding any possible discipline or direction from them?
Yeah, you know, we're probably where we are with Jerome, and you know, we'll see where things go as the week goes on. I'm sure the league will give us some guidelines as they have been throughout, but we'll continue to monitor the situation.
Would you expect him to be back in the starting lineup on Sunday, or how does that possibly?
Possibly.
That's how we're seeing for Daryl did in his first extended play.
I thought he did a good job, Joe. You know, he got a lot of snaps, you know, found himself in position to make some plays for us. I was able to create some one-on-ones along with what he did on kickoff return. So it was good to see him combine the two and not have a big drop-off. But it was good for him to get the snaps that he got and to come up with the catches that he made. We targeted him more than we actually got the ball to him. They did some good things coverage-wise as well. But I thought overall he did a good job.
The interceptions were directed at him, those passes were. Was that on the throw, or was there something with his routes that was a little bit off too?
He was pretty good on his routes most of the day. There were a couple of times where things could have been a little bit better, but not on those interceptions. He did a good job on his routes there.
Coach, how would you describe your degree of surprise that your record is what it is right now?
Did not expect us to be where we are record-wise by any means, and got another ball game this week to try to win, and you know, we got to figure out a way to try to get a win on the road, but didn't anticipate, you know, standing here in late November being where we are.
Jerome, would there be, if Greg is healthy and able to go, would that kind of dictate whether Jerome is in the lineup again, or how much will that situation affect whether Jerome's in the lineup again?
It could affect it. I mean, you know, you're short one of your key guys. But the decision regarding Jerome, I don't know if what happens with Greg will play in great detail with that decision. But I don't think it'll be relevant.
Is there some concern yet with Greg for making it to Sunday, or you feel like he is on his way there?
Be careful to predict that now, because I really felt like he'd be ready to go for this last ball game, and it didn't work out. So I got to wait and watch him go through practice and see him do some things, Tim, to be certain.
Adrian's injury such that it would benefit him to sit out a week and have pure hard play?
I wouldn't say that today, as we're still getting some medical information. But as I get more information, as I talk with the trainers a little bit more, I'll be better able to answer that question. I need to talk with our medical staff, our trainers, a little bit more. But my understanding is he should be ready to go, but I still need to get some other information.
Is there still a pretty good amount of work you're doing with Josh Freeman on his mechanics and trying to clean those up a little bit?
We are. You know, we're doing some things before and after practice to help with some things that we want to help him with to be a better quarterback and help us on the field. But that's a part of it. We do the same thing with all the quarterbacks, so nothing out of the ordinary.
And how much has that played into your decision not to play him in the last month?
That hasn't been a determining factor why he's not, you know, in the starting lineup. you know, we're always working on the mechanics of all our guys. He's no different, but that's not the determining factor.
You know, we have talked about how difficult it is for a quarterback to join a team in midseason, learn the playbook and all that. Might you guys have been too optimistic about Josh Freeman doing that? Because, you know, the track record is it's extremely difficult, and obviously he hasn't made the steps that have been hoped for.
It can be a challenge for sure, but no regrets about signing Josh. I'm glad he's a part of our team, and we look forward to him being able to contribute to our team. But no regrets in that regard. We knew exactly what we were doing. We made a decision, and I think it was a good decision for our team. It's hard to not take advantage of that opportunity, you know, based on where we are.
Are Josh's mechanics now any different than when he was having his best success in Tampa?
You know, I had to go back and look at some things that he did his first year and his second year when he had some of his best stats with the Buccaneers. We're just trying to help him like we do with Matt Castle, with Christian Ponder, to do it our way. And, you know, also helping him to continue to get better as a quarterback. But as I mentioned, his mechanics, what we're working with and what we're working on, aren't a whole lot different than what we're doing with all the other quarterbacks. But he's working hard, and he's doing some good things.
What's your assessment of the life and the confidence that's left, you know, on the team, six games left at 2-8?
Well, based on yesterday's effort and what we've gotten throughout the season, I mean, the guys are engaged. I mean, they fought their tails off yesterday, and you know, one drive in the fourth quarter away from putting a lot more pressure on their team at home against a good football team. So I don't think our guys ever doubted that they could win that game yesterday, evidenced by the way they came out in the second half and played, and even throughout the game. You know, it was a battle. I don't think Seattle ever got comfortable until they got those turnovers late in the ball game. So I don't doubt, you know, where our mindset is and what we have to get done. We just got to play cleaner, especially on the road.
Is there any thought to giving
–
They sometimes come in bunches, Brian. It happens that way. It can be cyclical, and you know, we're in a rut a little bit now. We got the ball out yesterday with Lynch, who's a very good back. You know, defense held him to 54 yards rushing, I think 3 yards average, and the ball was out. We weren't able to come up with it. Ball comes out against us. They were able to come up with it. That happens sometimes. Hopefully this will be the week that we'll get back on a roll again as far as taking the ball away. But sometimes it happens in bunches.
What's your assessment of how Fred played at the nose?
His first couple of snaps were not the greatest. He had the offsides on the very first one. But after that, he settled down. He really played well. He did a good job for us. I think he had a lot to do with our being able to, you know, contain their run game. Really, really pleased with the way he played, considering the lack of practice time that he had. So he did a good job.
Any consideration, you know, when LaTroy is healthy, that Fred might still stay as a starter there?
Well, if LaTroy is 100% and able to get out there and perform, you know, he'd still be our starter. But Fred, he did a very, very good job yesterday. So, all right, thank you.